Hello, Roo. What a weekend. How are you this morning?
I am very, very good, Dits. I'm feeling better than a lot of people would be out there. There'd be, I reckon, about 30 young ladies that would be fairly dusty at the moment. And I think they're flying to either Melbourne or Darwin or something this morning as well for a few more celebrations. So it was a huge day down at Adelaide Oval yesterday, Dits. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. It was unbelievable, to be honest.
Well, it was way beyond expectation, wasn't it? When you think that they had 13,000 the week before, and that turns into 53,000 a week later. Amazing.
Yep, it was.
So transport wasn't ready. I'm sure the caterers weren't ready. And everyone
were opening
bombarded.
Up grandstands and grandstands and grandstands. It was unbelievable. The public transport was chockers, as you said. It was a great day. Great day for the girls. Great day for footy in general, I think. Look, we got Ross Greenwood coming on today. Limo's going to come on today. Dits, we've got Stephen Marshall hopefully coming on a little bit later on as well. So we've got an action-packed show.
All right, Roo and Dits here on Triple M, all thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Roo and Dits, top three things you need to know.
Well, what we need to know is the Crows women have won the AFL Grand Final. They've won it for the second time in 3 years. Roo, 53,000 people yesterday. You were there with your kids.
Yep.
Where does it go from here? What do you think the future of it is?
Well, I can tell you what's happening next year is they're bringing in 4 new teams.
Right.
So 2 teams come in this year, so expanded. So expanding 4 teams, very, very ambitious to bring in 4 teams the year after you bring in 2. So they are going for broke, aren't they, the AFL? They just rewind the clock back 3 or 4 years. They've brought the competition three years earlier than they were going to.
Right.
It was a big shock for everyone. Gill said, nah, we're going with this. And they went with it, and it's been a huge, huge success. So they're going to have to find more players. They're certainly going to find more supporters, because that is one thing it has proven, that people are jumping on the back of the team more so than the individuals. Geelong and North Melbourne this year, they've got a heap more supporters. So the supporters are there waiting to jump on board with the women's teams. They just have to find the players to keep the standard up. That's what I'm worried about the most. But you know, after a game like yesterday, Dits, so there'd be young girls everywhere, just can't wait. I know when I left the Oval yesterday, Sophie said, my eldest daughter, I can't wait for footy season to start.
Now, that was my next question to you. So Sophie, we know, I know from, you know, hearing about it, she's pretty handy with her sport, but plays netball as well,
Yep. Has
a go at most things. So she's just spent the last few months training for netball and those sorts of things. Do you reckon, like, with all of this hype, and is it going to grab all the young girls around Australia and they'll switch to footy?
I guarantee you it is. Might drag them from other sports. They might just play more sports, which is good, I think, if they can do that. She said, I didn't prompt her anything. She said, I can't wait for footy to start. That's what came out of her mouth at the end of the game. So that's exactly what the AFL want. And I was sitting right, Gil was a metre in front of me, and we watched the start of the game. There was, you know, probably 20,000. They didn't have any of the top stands open at Adelaide Oval. The Riverbank wasn't open. None of the eastern stands were open. And Nick was paying me out, my son, because I had no one in my grandstand. He goes, look, Dad, there's no one in your grandstand. And then all of a sudden, seriously, all that was full. And then, and Gil was giving me updates on text. He goes, 37,000 as of 5 minutes ago. I'm going, gee, it could be 40,000. Then they opened up the Riverbank stand.
Yep.
And then the Riverbank stand was reasonably full. Now, all that happened as well because of the transport, I think.
Yeah, people were delayed.
Right. But look, I think people in their wildest dreams were hoping for 30,000 and end up with 53. It was unbelievable, really. Apart from that, the footy was awesome. The girls played unbelievable too. And I'm not just saying that. Some of their footy and their footy smarts as well, which you don't expect from girls who have only played for, you know, 3 or 5 years or something like that. They played really good quality football. They played very tough. And the only sour note was, you know, all the injuries that happened yesterday.
Well, look at the prelim final and the grand final. They've blown away the two next best teams.
Yeah,
blew them away.
Yep, they have. They've won 8 in a row. They lost the first one to the reigning premiers and won the next 8. So well done to all of them. We're going to have a chat to Ange Foley later on, but just an amazing weekend for the girls.
Yep, indeed. One of my favourite topics, the Rolling Stones. They've just cancelled their tour of North America, Roo, so the United States and Canada. Mick is crook.
Yeah, he's crook. Mystery illness. They're not saying what it is, but it's very urgent that he takes it easy for a while. So, yeah, I think it was 17 or 19 shows that were were booked out. $365 million in ticket sales have to be refunded. Yeah. I reckon he's got enough cash anyway, so get well soon, Mick.
You've got to hope that he and his band members donate their bodies to science when they're done. Because, what a scientific experiment that'll be.
It will be. And good news, we probably look like we're going to finish the South Road Expressway now, another $1.5 billion promised by Scott Morrison to get the Torrens to Torrens section done, which is going to total the same amount the cost to do that bit for the rest of the whole project.
Now, did I read it correctly that in the end it would be a freeway that would go 70 odd k's from one end to the other?
Yeah, from Gawler to down to Noarlunga, basically. So they have to acquire a heap of businesses along the way, but let's hope they can finish that off. And we've got a big road.
All right, 6:15. That's what's making news here on Triple M
Monday Talkback. Up next.
G'day, this is John Farmer.
Hello, Ruben.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Not really enough for argument, boys.
It's time for Monday Talkback.
Let's open up the phones, Roo. 133353.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hello, this is Andreas Nicholas. You can call me Nicky Lauda from Austria.
G'day, Nicky.
I was former Formula One driver, three-time world champion. You know, your Australian sport you cover. Why you have so much coverage of the Australian Grand Prix? Then what happens? The race is in Bahrain. You boys have not mentioned it so far. You dumb cops.
Yeah, we've got the overnight sport coming up next, Nicky. What do you usually get to mention there?
I listened on the line since we were in Adelaide. Mm. And I hear that women's sport they win the title, but you have not mentioned the Grand Prix once.
Right. Well, it's coming up.
It'll happen.
I was champion in 75, 77. I had run my own airline, I expect this is a worldwide event. Last when I'm in Australia for the Grand Prix on front page, back page. Mm-hmm. Now there is no mention in any of the papers.
Well, the Bahrain Grand Prix is not our biggest event over the weekend, to be fair.
Do either of your dumb cops know what is the next race?
The one after Bahrain?
Yeah, that's what I said.
It'd be Singapore, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the Singapore is in just September. You need to study up on your motorsport.
Righto.
Sorry. Okay, Nicky.
All right, thanks, Nicky. Gee, we get all sorts of people ringing in. Let's go to our next caller this morning on 133353. Hello, good morning.
Do you reckon that was really you?
Well, I think it was.
Is that you, Muzz?
It's Murray on the Murray.
Wow. How you going, Muzz?
I don't reckon that was really him.
No.
I think it was a prank caller.
Might have been. Because I'm usually first up anyway. I don't know.
I'll tell you, I'm going to have a chat to Alice about this because you should always, we've said it, Murray's always first.
Muzz goes number one.
Thank you, boys, and congratulations on losing the weight you're losing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's falling off.
Not easy, is it?
Hey, did you remember that app you used to have on your phone? The one that, you'd put it on and it makes you look fat?
Yeah, right.
It was called the camera.
I like it, Buzz. That's a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, I was talking to the drought.
Right. Well, why do you call him that?
Oh, you look around, you buy him a beer and you look around and his glass is empty. He reckons that women's sport's just taken off and it's fantastic, to the women. Because especially this weekend, like Murray was complaining that you mentioned that they won the AFL, the women's footy.
AFLW.
And you haven't mentioned Ash Barty.
No, not yet. Dang. Sport's coming up. Oh, we got Nicky Lauder now. You telling us how to do our sport. Sport's coming next up at 6:30.
I'm a bit with Nicky. All you worry about is the AFLW.
Well, it was the biggest event over the weekend.
What about the Barty Party?
Yeah, well, Barty's in the top 10 in the world. Yeah, she did well over the weekend. We will get to it. I promise
you. What about the Australian Matildas arriving for the national team's training camp in the US ahead of the World Cup warm-up against the USA?
We can't fit all of them in.
Why haven't you mentioned that?
Well, we will then, all right?
Give us a spell. With Nicky.
All right, Muzz.
See you later, Muzz.
Thanks for the call, Muzz. We've got time for one more call, Roo.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Who's our last caller?
Good. Callers have got out of the wrong side of bed today, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
That you, Tex?
Yeah, it's Tex. Here you go.
Go on, mate.
Good, Tex.
Was it that Ashley Barty?
Yeah.
I've heard that they're calling it the Barty Party.
Yeah.
What do you reckon the nickname would have been at school?
Ash Barty. Barts?
Barts?
Yeah.
Do you reckon if she ate too many hot dogs at her birthday party, it'd be the Ashley Barty Farty Party?
Yeah, could be
the Farty Party.
Anyway, boys, good win by us. You know, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah. Are you on board with the men, not the girls?
Yeah, us, yeah. Mm. I'll talk about it tomorrow anyway, I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Anyway, the guy that stole my door a few years back has died.
Mm.
My thoughts are with his family.
On your text.
See you tomorrow, boys.
Ruined. It's here on Triple M. Massive weekend of footy. We're going to talk all about the AFLW later on in the show. We've got Ange Foley, the vice captain, joining us. And you were there yesterday. We'll get your take on what happened down at the Oval. Let's go back to Friday night. The Crows beat Sydney.
Yeah, they did, Dits. They played better than they did the week before. Not at 100% yet, but any win in Sydney against Sydney is a good win. And Paul Seedsman kicked a massive torp at quarter time.
Big opening term. Let's have a look.
The barrel.
Going, going, going! Oh! Going all the way! What a way to finish the opening term!
How far did he kick it, Roo?
Oh, I reckon it was 65, yep. Maybe 70. It was a long kick. It was a huge kick. And, gee, they send you in the quarter time or any long break with a good result like that. That was magnificent. But a really good win by the Crows. I thought Tex rebounded, played well. Rory Sloane, second best on ground or close to it in 2 weeks. He's in real good form. And a lot of players played a lot better. So
better ball use, because that's what was talked about the week before.
Better ball use, better competitiveness, better run from the back line. And, good win. So 1-1 is probably where they thought they were going to be at the start of the year.
Yep.
Probably just thought they were going to win the first one and maybe lose the second one. So good result for them.
And Geelong Thursday night, Geelong off a 5-day break.
Yep.
But surely that's got to work in the Crows' favour.
Well, you'd think so, Dits, but Geelong are playing really good at the moment. They smashed Melbourne on the weekend and beat Collingwood in round one. So they might be an improver, the Cats. So that'll be a huge game at Adelaide Oval.
All right. Port Adelaide beat Carlton by 16 points. You were there. What did you think?
I thought they played reasonably well, Port Adelaide. I thought Carlton played pretty well. I thought it was a good win for Port. You were worried all week. There are danger games. They've got a lot of good players in their side, Carlton, a lot of young players, and that's why they play patchy. In the first game against Richmond, they played two good quarters and two bad. They did the same against Port Adelaide on the weekend, but they're on the up, Carlton, and Port Adelaide are going pretty well. Unfortunately, though, they're not going to have Jack Watts for the rest of the year.
All the weight came across on that right leg. That's not a good one. That's not a good one.
Looks a lot like a break, doesn't it?
Yeah,
he was feeling that pain before it hit the ground.
Yep, he has broken his one of the bones in his legs and dislocated his ankle. He was in enormous pain. And I'll tell you what, playing okay too on the weekend and played really well the week before. So nothing going right for Jack Watts.
All right, so Port Adelaide now travel to Brisbane to take on the Lions, who are in great form.
Well, they are. Have a look at the ladder at the moment. I reckon most people's top eight at the end of the year, there's seven of the eight sides in the top eight at the moment you wouldn't have had in the top eight.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting comp at the moment. That's our look at sport. Hey, just a reminder, Crows tickets are on sale for Thursday night's game.
Hey, yes. What about Ash Barty?
Ash Barty into the top 10 in the world. She won the Miami Masters. Unbelievable.
And what happened in the Grand Prix?
Don't know. It's the Bahrain Grand Prix. That's all I know. Crows tickets go on sale. Oh, they're on sale. Sorry. If this is for Thursday night's big game against Geelong, you can go to tickertech.com.au. Roo and Dits here on Triple M. Roo, yesterday I saw the photos. You packed up the kids and wife Sarah went down to the Adelaide Oval, got there nice and early, and tell us how it unfolded.
Did get there nice and early, and luckily we did, Dits. We got there at 10 to 11. The gates opened at 11. There were massive lineups just to get in, and then obviously it got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and 53,000 in the end was unbelievable. They were hoping for 30. Then they got 40, and then it just kept going. Everyone jumped on board, and then the girls delivered. Most importantly, the football was sensational. Chloe Shear took a hanger and really got the girls going.
Up high, brings the ball to the front, has time to go. Back to the back line, Chloe Shear! Ready to get going on the right foot, wheels around, the kick is good. Punter running into an open goal, and here go the Crows, they've got six.
It's not just the fact the girls are out there having a crack. It's the quality of the football was unbelievable yesterday. And what surprises me, continues to surprise everyone who watches, is how hard they go in as well. They got no fear, the girls, and unfortunately they do get injured as a result of it, but they crash in, their skills were unbelievable, their footy smarts were sensational. I'd like to give Eloise Jones a mention, little number two. She didn't have many touches, she had about nine, but she played an amazing game. She was awesome. Danielle Ponter at full forward, who's related to the Riolis, and Michael Long, I had a chat to him before, and all the Northern Territory people were down, and we shouldn't forget, the Adelaide Crows is a mixture of South Australia and Northern Territory as well, and there was a lot of people down from there. Danielle Ponder, she was really, really clever at full forward, kicked three goals, and she's the reason why Sarah Perkins is not getting a game. Big Tex, she can't get a game, probably because of her. So she was awesome as well. And
you talk about courage and how hard they go in. What about Chelsea Randall? She's unbelievable.
I think I said she played like a woman possessed, because you have to change the name now, you know, change the expression now. But she is reckless. Mm. She, you know, I said, you know, when you talk about blokes, you know, they play like an animal.
Yeah.
She crashed a few packs. I know. It was just, you know, you just went, wow, she is as hard as hell. And they couldn't get the ball past her at halfback. You know, they won, they had injuries, and, you know, then the siren went.
Wilson slaps it away. And two out of three ain't bad. The Adelaide Crows are AFLW premiers for the second time in 3 years.
It was huge, Dits, and we said about injuries. There was a few knee injuries along the way, and for both sides, for a while there, it was the walking wounded, but didn't stop Aaron Phillips from getting the Best on Ground award.
It's an absolute dream come true, not but for our girls, but for Carlton as well. To play in front of this crowd is, you know, means so much to us, and it's amazing for women's footy. It's just incredible, so thank you so much. To all the sponsors, thank you. And lastly, my family, my girls, I love you guys so much, and I'm so proud of you. We did it again. Woo!
What about Greg Phillips' photo on, I think it was Saturday, wasn't it, Dix? Mm. It was a great photo with his 10 grandkids. Mm. And, you know, he was in tears yesterday. The emotions that family would be going through, and all the girls' families, because only 4 years ago, these girls couldn't play footy. And now, yesterday, they're in front of 53,000.
Now, you said to me earlier in the day, tell me the story again about Sophie, your oldest, as you were leaving the ground.
Yeah, she just come out and said, I can't wait the footy to start, Dad.
Yeah.
You know,
and she's played a ton of netball, hasn't she?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
footy.
Yeah, she's jumped on the footy wagon. Netball's her number one sport, but she loves it. And I ran into one of the girls I coached a couple of years ago in the lift as we were leaving. And I said, you know, she plays like the girl that played at full forward. And I said, that can be you in a few years, Jade. And she didn't believe me. And, you know, there is no difference for these kids that are 13 or 14 now. They can dream of doing what those girls did yesterday now. And it's a reality.
Mm.
Whereas it wasn't for girls like Aaron Phillips. You know, they had to go and play another sport.
Yep.
You know, and there's so many girls that played yesterday that played from other sports that probably would have played AFL as kids if there was a pathway to being a professional sports woman. And, you know, that's the thing that the AFL have created, and I think it's great for society. I think it really is.
All right, later on this morning, the vice-captain, Ange Foley, will join us here on Triple M. Yeah. Ruined It's 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M.
Ross Greenwood's going to join us next.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Ruined It's for breakfast. Roo, we've heard that Labor policy, the election's, what, about 5 or 6 weeks away, they are saying they will abolish negative gearing. What will that mean? What will it do?
Well, they've already got Melbourne and Sydney falling drastically at the moment. Let's get Channel 9's finance guru, Ross Greenwood, on. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning to you both. How you doing?
What would happen to the real estate market in Australia if there was no negative gearing?
Well, it would fall. There's no doubt about that. But I should clarify exactly what their policy is. So what they're saying is if you already have a negatively geared property, that you will be able to keep that negatively geared. So that's number one. Yep. So in other words, if you get in before the election and you buy a property and you negatively gear it, you can keep that negatively geared. So that's number one. Number two is that after the election and after they've put this in place, and they reckon they'll have it in place by basically January 1 next year, if at that time, after that time, you buy a brand new property, you can also negatively gear a brand new property. But if you buy an existing property, then you can't negatively gear it. Now, the problem here is, let's say, for example, you buy a brand new property. The issue is going to be who's going to buy it off you if they can't negatively gear it. So the issue of it when they have first announced this policy was, number one, to encourage more home building. We know home building's now fallen off a cliff because the prices are falling right around Australia. Number two, the idea was to help first home buyers get into the market, because the idea was that houses were unaffordable, especially in Melbourne and Sydney. So as a result, if falling house prices meant that they could get in more easily, that would be a good thing. Well, the house prices and apartment prices have already done that by themselves, down by almost 10% in Melbourne, by almost 13% on average in Sydney. So this would simply add another weight onto the property markets, which are already reeling, especially as banks right now are very, very cautious about lending money. And as a result, people are struggling to get a property deal across the line right now.
So therefore, is this a silly policy or not by the Labor Party?
To my mind, I think it is. What I say is, look, you know, you give this enough time, it'll sort itself out.
Yeah, I reckon.
But you've got to give it enough time. But do remember going back into 1983, when Paul Keating, another Labor treasurer at that time, decided to do away with negative gearing. Now, after a period of time, the pressure came so immensely onto rents and also onto falling property values that he had to abandon that as a bad idea. Now, my gut feel is that you've already got, you know, home prices falling, that's weighing on the overall economy and on families. Like, for example, Australia was previously the second wealthiest per capita, you know, country in the world. We're now gone third behind the United States because of all of this. And $10,000 in the past 12 months has been stripped off the average income or the average wealth of Australians because of falling house prices. This goes to show it has a bigger impact than just whether we can get a few first home buyers into the market, I suspect.
So you mentioned rental then. Are you saying that rents would go up under this scheme?
There's no doubt. And the reason for that is, if you've got a lack of investors prepared to put their money down to buy investment properties, you have a lack of building of new apartments, all that type of stuff. As a result, there's a shortage of rentable properties out there. A lot more people will own their homes rather than have investment properties. And so as a result, rents start to rise because there's not enough rental properties to go around those people who wish to rent them. And that's a fundamental problem that you've got if you take away some of these tax incentives.
And finally, who's the number one country in the world for wealth?
The Swiss.
Switzerland, United States, then us.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. All right, Ross, thanks for joining us.
No dramas
at all. Great explanation. And, Roo, the interesting thing you pointed out at first, if you currently own one, you won't be disadvantaged.
Yeah, I'd like to dig deeper into that one, because that could be rorted a bit, I think.
Yeah, Ross Greenwood from Channel 9.
Roo and Dits for breakfast.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Lehman!
I'm Anthony Lehman.
At 7:39 on this Monday morning, Limo, how are you?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I had a busy weekend, I'll tell you. In fact, so busy that I've recorded the Hawthorn game. Haven't watched it yet, so don't say anything.
Do yourself a favour and erase it.
Yeah, watch the first three quarters, but just focus on Gilbert McAdam doing the boundary riding. Apparently he was superb.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. I'll make some notes.
Gilbert doing the boundary line for Dits?
I don't know.
Just a special...
Got a call up, yeah.
Is he part of the Channel 7 team now?
Well, that's what I wasn't sure. I got a shock to see him there because I hadn't seen that announced anywhere, so...
Actually,
good fella, Gilbert.
Now that you mention it, I've got a feeling he might be a more permanent part of the Channel 7 team.
We might
be seeing a little bit more of him across the year.
He's on the Marnbrook footy show all the time, boys. That's a good show. That's funny.
He's been nailing it on that show for a very long time. Hawthorn, though, yesterday. Seriously, I can't wait for the Brownlow votes to come out. The umpires need to give themselves a couple at least. I would have thought. If they don't make themselves best on ground, at least a couple of votes.
This is hilarious. A Hawthorn supporter whinging about not getting free kicks. You've had 10 years of it. Hawthorn. Hashtag free kick Hawthorn.
We got a flogging yesterday. I'll tell you what. Were the umpires in singing the song with the Bulldogs? players after the game.
They just paid for their footy trip.
Did I see that in the background? Yeah. Oh, they were wooing along with the Bulldog song. Oh, God. Hey, the Gold Coast Suns, they had a win as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're off to Mad Monday today.
Yeah.
to celebrate that one. I think they've brought schoolies forward. Oh. You know, it's only the fifth time ever that both Queensland teams have won on the same day.
Oh, that'll be a mark up there.
And it's only the second time ever that both Queensland teams have won and both New South Wales teams have lost.
Really?
In the same round.
There you go.
So it's a little statistical gear I'm bringing to you this morning, guys. Mm. And Essendon, guys, the Essendon Football Club, we can confirm that they are definitely not on performance-enhancing drugs. We can guarantee
Stephen
you.
Stephen Dank's just got off.
Stephen Dank is nowhere near that football club.
James Hurd's back on Triple M. He might coach again now.
I'll tell you what, they're looking around for something because they are just struggling at the moment. And I know you've spoken about this a lot this morning, but the AFLW, congratulations to the Crows. That was absolutely massive yesterday.
Yep.
And you know, I've been saying on radio over the weekend that I was dead keen for the Adelaide Oval to break the crowd record.
Yeah.
And my motivation for saying that was I love Adelaide Oval for starters. But Adelaide Oval held that record from 1929 until last year. And
then
last year. So the record that was broken yesterday was 44,000, which was Perth Stadium last year.
All right, for the women's you're talking.
For the women's.
Yeah.
The record before that for a women's game of footy was Adelaide Oval, 1929. 41,000 people.
What, for a women's game?
You got it. A women's game of footy in 1929. It was a charity match. There was a week off. There was a bye round in the SANFL.
Right.
There was a charity game at Adelaide Oval.
Yes.
41,000 people attended. It was a bunch of women who worked at John Martin's department store.
What?
Yes, true story. True story. Played a bunch of women who I think worked at a shoe factory
they
or something like that.
Took on Meyer in the grudge match.
Yeah, a big grudge match.
They beat Cox Foys in the prelim final. And Harris Scouse got knocked out the week before.
Hank's Chocolates won the wooden spoon. They just couldn't deliver that year. But they played each other at Adelaide Oval, right? 41,000 people attended. It was a huge day in Adelaide. But my favourite part of this story, guess how the game was started? Well, you won't guess, so I'll tell you. A moth biplane, this is true, and a moth biplane flew over the ground and the pilot dropped a football from the plane into the middle of Adelaide Oval, and that started the game.
And Eddie McGuire said, I'll drop the footy properly, would you?
God, you've had all week to practice it. I thought you were going to say they tossed a credit card or something like that.
He dropped the ball, so I'm now lobbying. That's how every game of AFL footy should start. A plane flying overhead should drop a footy into the middle of the ground.
Let's get underway.
and we're away. Hey, those F-18s, they can hit a bloody outdoor toilet from 45,000 feet, so they've got to be able to drop a footy in the middle of the MCG.
Good on you, Lemo.
So, all right. Anyway, congratulations to the women and amazing crowd. Well done, everybody.
Yeah, good on you, Lemo.
Good on you, Lemo.
Thanks, guys.
Catch up with you Thursday. Up now, it's the pressure test. Don't call just yet. Just get sorted. We're going to ask for it very
tease.
It was a tease. Yeah. I like teasing. Pressure test coming up soon.
104.7 Triple M. Ruined Dids. $1,000 pressure test. Need a car service or repair? ZipPay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
You can't handle the pressure.
Said we can start off the week, Roo, giving away $1,000.
Oh, that would be absolutely magnificent. Let's go to Salisbury Heights. G'day, Michael.
Okay, fellas, how are we?
I'm very, very well, mate. What are you up to today?
I am driving around. I've just stopped and turned off the truck because I didn't believe I was going to get through, so I've had to turn it off so you can't hear my truck running.
Right. Yeah.
What do you normally do in your truck? What are you delivering?
I'm not delivering. I'm actually picking up some nice, fresh-smelling food organic bins.
Right. Food organic bins?
Yeah. We pick them all up. We put them all out into a pile and turn it into a compost to put on your garden bed.
Beautiful. That's good stuff, Michael.
Good
right
for the environment.
10 correct answers in 30 seconds. We'll get you $1,000 cash, okay?
Rightio.
All right. Give us 10 suburbs, starting with P.
P. Parafield Gardens, Paralowie, Penfield, Parafield, Pennington.
Good.
Wow, this is hard.
Paracombe, did you say that?
Paracombe.
Port Adelaide.
Paradise?
Yes.
Port Adelaide. Penfield? No, it's Penfield.
Mm. Port Adelaide.
Time, Michael.
That was 4, 5, 6, 7.
Correct. He just ran off the road. What happened?
Oh, I think snow. I nearly crashed.
It's the pressure test, isn't it, mate? She's pretty tough.
Good on you, Michael. $50 voucher to go and get your car or your truck serviced at Automasters. Zip Pay now available for your next service. Over 20 branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Not far away from Stephen Marshall joining us.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, we've been contacted by the Premier. You know that in recent times it's been announced that Adelaide has become a space hub.
Yep.
I don't know much about it, to be honest, but I believe there's an announcement to be made in connection with that announcement. And we get the Premier on now. Stephen Marshall, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Big announcement from the government today. Big announcement around our ambition to get people into space from Adelaide. Can I tell you about it straight away?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I literally couldn't get to sleep at night knowing how big this actually was. We're going to be transforming the old Holden site, a $350 million redevelopment out there. Mm. We're going to be doing that because we are going to be sending people from South Australia into space. In fact, landing on the moon, seven people, six will be astronauts. But the big news, and this has happened in other parts of the world, we're not exclusive here, but we are reserving one of those positions for a member of the public.
So what happens there? They have to go through a training program for a couple of years? Steve, how's this going to work?
It's massive. This will take place in 2021. I'm not going to be out there next week, so Rudy, you can't put your hand up. You can't get on this. I'm not sure that you'd pass the test anymore, the beep test. But I'll tell you what, this is going to be massive. One South Australian, because the headquarters is based in South Australia, been able to negotiate this, one South Australian will be going to the moon.
So what about, you know, there'll always be the opposition out there saying, oh, why are we spending money on this? I mean, can you justify doing this?
Look, this is putting us in the centre of a global industry which is worth hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars every single year. This will put Australia on the map. Most importantly, it will put Adelaide on the map. Mm. I couldn't be more excited.
This is unbelievable. So we're going to be the centre of the world. We'll be the centre of the world on that occasion.
People will be talking about this. Yeah. People will be talking about this for generations and generations to come. This is massive. This year is the 50th anniversary of man landing on the moon, and now we're going to have our own lunar expedition from Australia.
Well, I was about to say, it sort of sends goosebumps up my spine, really, because it was 50 years ago. I was a five-year-old in grade one. We all had to watch the TV as Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So that's it's quite incredible. Stephen Marshall, the Premier, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Excited.
Oh, there we are excited. Ditz, that is unbelievable. You
Would
said
you do it? Would you do it?
Oh, I've got a young family, Ditz.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do it.
I don't know if I could do it. But imagine being the next Neil Armstrong.
Mm.
So they're gonna have six highly trained astronauts, you said, plus they're going to give an opportunity for
someone from the public. Incredible.
This would be huge.
Would you do it? Would you go? 133353. What about the other question I've got for you, Roo, right now? Now that we know what the announcement was, what do you call it? Because
the space shuttle, you mean?
Yeah, Neil Armstrong back then, it was called Apollo 11.
Yeah.
And then they ended up, I think they went up to Apollo 13. There was also the Challenger series. They had Challenger rockets go out into space as well. What would you call it?
What would you call the space shuttle? Would you
Is it like Elizabeth or something? Because obviously he's talking about the Holden side. Why not?
Well, why not? Might be called Adelaide. 133353, would you risk being an astronaut here and fly to the moon?
Mm.
And what would we call the space shuttle? 133353. We have got a double to go and see the Crows v Geelong Thursday night at Adelaide Oval. This is going to be absolutely huge. Not as huge as a space shuttle going to the moon from Adelaide in 2021. This is massive news. Give us a call right now, 133353.
We have a new space centre here in South Australia. The Premier, Stephen Marshall, has announced this morning that one lucky South Australian will have the opportunity to go into outer space, Roo.
Yeah, would you go? And what would you call the space shuttle? Let's go to Woodcroft. G'day, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
Good. What would you go?
I'd
Oh, I'm too old for all that, like you guys. But what about calling it the Lion after the line from off the holding back?
Oh, and then when blast off, like it roars off the ground. It. Beautiful,
actually,
Andrew.
Actually, the Lion, that is a good name.
Yeah, that's a good name. Let's go to Port Adelaide. G'day, Mick.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I reckon with all the high unemployment we got, high energy bills, and all the rest of the droughts we've got in Australia.
Yep.
Why don't they send a one-way ship to all the politicians and call it the Looney Tune ship? Send all the police out there.
You're not a believer, Mick. You don't want to go to the moon, Mick.
All right. Thanks, Mick. That's one point of view.
Yeah,
that's
fair enough. Yeah, well, $350 million out at the old Holden site. Let's go to Semaphore. G'day, Trev.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, right, Trev.
Yeah, well, I haven't got the testicles to do it. I'm a little bit old now, but I reckon call it the Endeavour. The first sort of, arguably, I suppose, but the first ship to come to Australia and the first one to leave going to space.
Wow, that's not a bad idea. That makes sense. Good on you. Yeah, Trev, well done. All right, let's go to Andrew's farm. G'day, Simon.
How are you, guys? Look, I'm probably in the same route.
Same position, you mate.
Same boat as you, bro. I've got young kids, but I reckon the boomerang, just encourage you to come back.
That's very Australian, isn't it? The boomerang. Cool. Yeah,
all right, some good suggestions there, Ruth.
Yep, all right. We'll give,
you're going to send someone off to the footy?
Yeah, I think we'll give Simon from Andrew's Farm. He called it the boomerang. I think we'll give him a double to go and see the Crows v Geelong Thursday night at Adelaide Oval. This will be huge.
Coming up next, our Monday talkback. Who will Ruin call in this morning?
Triple M.
Wilson slaps it away, and two out of three ain't bad. The Adelaide Crows are AFLW premiers for the second time in 3 years.
Oh, what a phenomenal performance yesterday, and well done to everyone that turned up. Massive crowds down at the Adelaide Oval. And, Roo, for this bunch of women, it's Panadol and Barocas all round this morning. I think they've had a huge night.
That'll just get back on the horse, Ditz. Let's go to Ange Foley, the vice-captain of the Crows. How have you pulled up, Ange?
Well, not too bad, actually.
Really?
I'm actually surprised. Yeah, no, I'm all right.
You're still on a high.
Yeah, probably. That's probably right.
So everyone went down to the highway last night. I saw the vision on TV. What time did you wrap it up?
I was probably home by about 1, I think. I'm not 100% on the detail, but I think they kicked onto the Moseley, and that was probably my time to go home.
Beautiful. Righto. How was it playing in front of 53,000? Could you believe it when the people just kept rolling into Adelaide Oval?
I couldn't believe it. They had the top section closed off, and then all of a sudden there's people rolling into the riverbank stand. And I looked up, and it was nearly full. So I was not expecting that whatsoever. Absolutely unbelievable. Just the support for us was amazing, and it was great to play in front of.
Ange, how did you cope with the noise? Because that would have taken a bit of getting used to, even hearing your teammates and things like that out there.
No, definitely. Obviously, those crowds don't roll in every Saturday for us. So, it was really difficult because we're as a defensive unit, we're great communicators, but yesterday it just kind of went out the window. So I was yelling back to them, I can't hear what you're saying. Hopefully I'm doing the right thing. I was loud.
And Matty Clark said in his post-match speech, it was the tightest bunch of athletes he'd worked together with. Now, he's been in footy teams for 30-odd years, but it's really of no surprise. I heard him speak at the season launch, and he's come and spoke to the board a few times, and he's not making stuff up. You guys, for whatever reason, are thick as thieves.
Yeah, we are. It's I think he described it as a bit of a family that we've welcomed Doc into this year, and we've just built that really good culture. And I think it started in 2017. When you win a flag, it kind of brings people together, I suppose. And there were 13 girls who were a part of that 2017 grand final out there again yesterday, so that helps. But also, when we bring people into the club, we make sure that we get them on the same page as us. And I think it's really important for a footy team to be able to gel like that, not only on the field but off the field. So everyone feels a part of it, and we make sure that everyone's included, no matter if you're right. It's a great team and a great family to be a part of.
Ange, when he's come in and spoke to us, he said, like, we know all the big names of the AFLW, whether it's, Phillips or Randall and, Marinoff now. But he also said there's a group of young girls coming through that are going to take over in a few years. Yeah. And a game like yesterday, what it's going to do for women's football and probably women's sport as well, it's going to make all these young girls want to play it more and believe they can play it more. It is going to do exactly what the AFL want for women's sport, isn't it?
Oh, exactly right. And you speak of those young people, Eloise Jones stood up yesterday.
She was unbelievable.
Kind of a great, she's 18 years old, 19 years old, I think. She's going to be a leader one day, and she'll take over, you know, the likes of Randall Phillips and Marinos, and she's not the only one. So it's, you know, the club's in good hands.
Now, we hear that a lot of the girls flew out very early this morning. Where have they gone to? Yeah.
They've gone to the AFLPA Awards Day today.
Gee, that was bad timing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then the league medals tomorrow night. So they stay there. Some of them, if not most of them, stay there and have that. Anyway, that's just how it goes. And
big week.
We're heading up to Darwin on Friday for our club champ. So, and then we're going to Bali for a week. So.
God, and then the you're checking to a rehab clinic after that.
So I'm thinking, the girls are thinking, oh, we'll get together today. And I'm like, oh, girls, just cool it. You know, we've got Friday, we've got a week in Bali.
Ange, have you ever heard of a premiership hangover?
This oh, my God.
This is massive.
Oh, that's huge. Well, it was awesome yesterday. It was a pleasure to be part of it down at the Oval. You girls were hard and tough and very skillful. It was a great, great day for AFLW, and just soak it up and enjoy it. I was just going to say, it doesn't happen too often, but as for you guys, you've won 2 in 3 years.
Yeah, but, you know, the other thing is I was thinking that, you know, we have been lucky to win too, but it's not every day that you win a premiership. So I've definitely been passing that on to the girls. You know, we could never do it again, so... we will celebrate hard, don't you worry.
Good on you. Well done.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Well done. Ange Foley, vice-captain of the AFLW team, the premiership-winning Adelaide Crows.
Look out, Barley. Triple
M. Ruined It.
The show that was.
Now we need to go back in time.
The show that was.
The Premier, Stephen Marshall, joined us earlier this morning, Roo.
Yeah, very big announcement.
We're going to be transforming the old Holden site. $350 million redevelopment out there. Mm. We're going to be doing that because we are going to be sending people from South Australia into space. In fact, landing on the moon, 7 people, 6 will be astronauts. But the big news, but we are reserving one of those positions for a member of the public.
Gee, I don't know if I could do that. It's a bit risky, but a massive announcement there by Steve Marshall. Look forward to hearing about that more throughout the day. We also took some calls on the shortest marriages.
Nicholas Cage, his marriage this week lasted 4 days, so we thought we'd open the phones to see if anyone could beat that.
Mm.
This one's about me old man. He got engaged, they had an engagement party, and his wife-to-be got her hoo-ha's out for someone else, and he walked around the corner and caught her, and she was out the door the next day.
Mm. So he got engaged, and then it's called off the next morning.
Anyway, that's the way it goes. Hey, tomorrow we'll have a big, big show. Tex Walker's going to join us. They play Thursday night, so this is going to sneak up on us here at Adelaide Oval. There'll be 50,000 people down there to see the Crows take on the Cats. Will Anderson will join us tomorrow. The Angels will be back for more as well, Dits.
All right, we'll see you then. All thanks to Distinctive Homes.
Have a great day, everybody.
Woke up to ruin Dits on